everyone.
Hello.
And happy sixth week of Easter. He has risen, and you respond, He has risen indeed.
He has risen indeed.
In the way of the early Christians. I'm Susan, or Suzanne, Mary Bridget Ten Westenine Plumstead, born to two immigrants from the Netherlands, Paul and Regina, making me first generation Canadian. I'm a cradle Catholic who strayed a little along her path, although I never strayed from Jesus Christ. My mother, Regina, was my first spiritual influence, teaching me that Christ was like a brother to me. He was real, tangible, and was always there for me. And as a little, I made room for him on my pillow as I lay myself down to sleep. My goodnight prayer, which my mom always had time to share with me, was, Angel of God, my guardian dear, through whom God's love commits me here. As I went on in my life, I found myself praying this childish prayer when I was on my own in the Netherlands as a 10-year-old for 9 weeks in the summer. Then later as a student for a year in France, the teachings of our parents stick with us. Train a child in the way he or she should go, and they will not stray from it, coming from Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. I found this to be true with our own offspring as well. We have 4 children and 4 grandchildren. Even though our children had their walks on the wild side, as I did, I always came back to Christ. Christ's timing is not our timing. Our son, Theo, brought home a precious prayer from his religion class in elementary school, which we shared with our children as we tucked them in at the end of the day. Thank you, Father, for the night and for the precious morning light, for rest and food and loving care and all that makes the world so fair. Help us to do things the way we should, to be to others kind and good in all we do and all we say, to grow more loving every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This prayer is so simple, yet thorough, and has become a touchstone prayer for Brian and me, as we often say this, even though we don't have any children anymore of our own to tuck in. We end our day, then seal it with a goodnight kiss. The power of prayer is so magnanimous in my life, I believe when I include the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the good word, Scripture, in my thoughts, words, and deeds, I have the wisdom, protection, and guidance to carry me through my day. I'm learning to love and pray the rosary more diligently with my Medjugorje rosary and the app, which is on my phone, the scriptural rosary. I have a hard time getting through it on my own. It brings me good favor and peace, especially when I'm falling off to sleep. When we travel by car, we always pray in Jesus' name. And we're at Holy Family here because we believe Jesus' presence is alive and well. We were brought back to this church through the youth group, Sam Zettel, and our youth minister, Sam. Yay, Sam. Our daughter, Hannah, met good friends here, and Sam has also reached out and helped Hannah on her journey. In my personal prayer life, I strive to spend time with the Lord every morning, which includes talking with God, reading Scripture, and also from the Word Among Us, or the Bible, and journaling. That's the teacher in me, you know, props. I learned this habit, honestly, I learned it when we lived in Kincardine, and it was a Pentecostal season in our lives. And truth be told, I was double dipping. I was going to both the Catholic and the Pentecostal churches. At that time, because our children, who were teens, they found a good youth group that fed them Jesus, and it was a safe Christian community. I was teaching in a Catholic school, so I wanted to have integrity there as well. At Kincardine Pentecostal, with Pastor Ray Lewinstra, we experienced small groups, and we learned how to abide, or to spend time prayerfully with Jesus. John 15 explains, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains, or abides in me, and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. And that was over 12 years ago. Years ago, Brian and I could have gone our separate ways if it wasn't for the power of prayer and putting Jesus at the center of our lives. I could be, and still am passionate and at times volatile and inconsiderate. When Brian and I come together in prayer for our decision-making, the well-being, health, and safety of our family and loved ones, I believe we're moving mountains. We have been lovingly guided by what we believe are Holy Spirit messages because we almost always receive the same messages, simple words like go or stay, share, or let them decide, to mention a few. It wasn't always like this, and now we almost take it for granted. When Brian and I met, he was super kind and considerate. Quite different from my gregarious Dutch family. We married, and he agreed to raise our future offspring in the church. We had our bumpy times for sure, and many blessings along the way. And then around 1989, when our third son, Paul David, was born, Brian wanted to do the RCA program. It was the introduction to Catholic faith. The rest, as you can see, is history. Brian is now a faith stronghold, a leader in our family, and in our faith community. This sharing is just a snippet of my life and how Jesus is central to it. Living a Christian life is always the best way to influence others by our example. Like St. Francis says, live your faith, and if you have to, use words. I believe in this day and age, we're also called to stand up for our faith and our Christian brothers and sisters, because when we do nothing, evil prospers. What can we do to let our friends, family, and coworkers know that we are Christians and we don't accept the evil that is so rampant in the world? Hang on to the Trinity, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and they will lead you on an incredible journey. God bless you all, and enjoy your Sabbath. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Thank you, Suzanne.